This program is intended for mature audiences. Parental discretion is advised.
I'm your favorite camp counselor with the brown undies from Friday the 13th Part 2. It's Lauren Marie Taylor, and you are listening to the Horror Fry Podcast with Mike, Keith, and Michael. So, should we listen to my cabin or yours?
Hey everyone, let's play Suck and Blow.
Oh, no.
Okay, just kidding. That didn't land. All right. Welcome to the Horror Fried Podcast. Please do not adjust your device or your speakers. This is just how I sound. My name's Keith, and I'm three sheets to the wind with a lifetime prescription of Lexapro. I'm joined by the president of Doris Day's fan club, Michael. Michael,
hey,
how do?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Great. Glad to hear it. I'm also joined by Todrick Call's biggest supporter, Mike. Mike, how's your mom and them?
My mom just turned 60, so she's doing fantastic.
Happy birthday, Mother.
Happy birthday, Gladys. Her name's Gladys.
Happy birthday, Gladys.
How did the birthday party go?
It went off without a hitch. I was very, very pleased, considering it was the first time I've ever planned a surprise party.
Good. Would you do it again?
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably a lot of work.
Does not recommend throwing a surprise
party. Yeah, 10 out of 10 does not recommend.
So once again, we just want to welcome you guys with open arms. This is the Horror Fried Podcast. We're very excited to start this journey with y'all. And we hope you're excited too. So this is going to be real fun for us. I know I'm excited.
It's always fun.
Yes.
Very.
Mike's nodding his head. So y'all
can't hear a nod.
Yeah, you can't hear a nod, Mike. You're going to have to emote.
Unless your brain's empty and it's like...
I mean, sometimes that's the case.
Yeah, so y'all come sit a spell. Let's talk about some horror movies. And since we're embarking on this new journey together, we're just basically going to use today's time to tell you guys a little bit more about ourselves. And I don't like talking about myself, so Michael's going to go first.
I find that very hard to believe.
I don't think so. So I think what we should do is go around the table and basically just say what got you into horror movies and maybe what the first horror movie was that you remember seeing.
Who's starting?
Take it away.
Well, I feel like it's kind of cliche, but for me, honestly, it was Scream that got me into horror.
Okay.
Prior to that, I actually hated horror movies. I hated horror movies. They really... I had trouble shaking horror movies. I guess maybe I had a vivid imagination, but I remember being at a slumber party, and we watched Leprechaun and Demonic Toys.
And Leprechaun is what scared you? It was Jennifer Aniston's old nose, wasn't it?
It was her old nose.
It was her old nose.
Pretty scary.
It was.
Well, it couldn't have been her old hair because it was the same.
Yeah, it hasn't changed.
It hasn't changed at all, but... Yeah, I mean, even Killer Clowns and Night of Lepus, I remember being really young and watching that, and it scared the crap out of me. But it was Scream 96. I went to the movie theater. I think I was in 7th grade, which would make you guys in 5th grade, because I'm only 2 years older than both of you.
Lies.
But yeah.
Lies of Manelli, lies.
It was Scream. It was honestly Scream that pushed me into loving the horror genre.
Maybe you wanted to check this out a little bit more.
Yeah. And I haven't turned back since.
Love that for you.
Love that journey.
Mike, what about you?
So I feel like the first horror movie I remember watching and feeling like was pretty terrifying was The Exorcist. I don't remember exactly how old I was. I'd probably say maybe like 10 or 11. But that was because it was my mom's favorite movie. I kind of grew up in a household where my mom was very into that kind of thing. And so I remember seeing bits and pieces of it at a very young age, probably way too young to be watching something like that. And I was like, this is a lot. It was a lot. But then I guess the one that I remember watching in full for the first time and being like real terrified was Halloween. The music and everything just kind of... It's like every time the music started, I was like, oh, God.
He's coming.
Here it comes. Like, I just knew it was coming. So I guess for me, yeah, I mean, Halloween probably is the one. And then I I mean, all the slashers obviously was kind of what I was into. And then I kind of dived into like all the other realms of horror as I got older. But Halloween was the first. What cool. about you?
Well, the first horror movie I ever remember seeing, I was probably... Mike, you might know this story. I feel like I've told you this story before. But I was probably 4 or 5, and I very vividly remember this. I woke up in the middle of the night to go to the restroom, and my mom was watching Carrie in the living room. I never made it to the bathroom. I was mesmerized by the television. It was literally the scene in The Prom where Carrie and Tommy are dancing, and it's going around in circles and circles, and I was just captivated.
So basically, you were just dizzy and couldn't
move. I was dizzy and couldn't move. I was basically having a seizure in the hallway. But I remember just sitting there and watching it, and I watched the whole ending of that movie. And I specifically remember Carrie's hand coming out of the ground at the very end. And I screamed bloody fucking murder and ran to the living room, scared the shit out of my mom, and looked up at her and said, "I don't want to die." And she was like, "You are not going to die." She, I swear, that's a true story. And she was like, "You're not going to die?" And I was like, "No, but I really don't want to die." And I remember that, y'all. And it scared the hell out of me. And to this day, when I watch it, I feel very, like, heavy afterwards. Like, it just does something to me.
4 or 5?
Four that's or young. Five. Yeah. No, I was really little. I mean,
can you
I
replicate
was,
that scream?
I don't know. I don't think so. Nice try though. But I would say after, like, I was always a little curious after that. And my mom is kind of like Mike's, like my mom really liked scary movies. So she'd watch stuff like that. But what really got me into horror was R.L. Stine's Fear Street books. I was in the second grade, and one of my best friends, his sister, read them. And I'd see these really cool covers, and I'd be like, "Oh, what is that?" Because I was a big reader growing up. And I asked her if I could read one of them, and she said, "Here, you can have this one." And it was called The New Boy.
Very fitting.
Yeah, I think the main character's name was Janie. Like, I remember all this stuff. But I read it, and I was obsessed. And so then my mom ended up, you know, buying me pretty much the entire collection. And then that just extended beyond books to horror movies.
I love that.
Actually wasn't even thinking about, like,
books.
I was thinking... movies.
Yeah.
So.
Because I did love scary stories.
I definitely loved reading some Goosebumps back when I was, and then of course the Goosebumps TV show and all of that. I was very much into that.
Yeah. So. I remember being in the second grade reading this book during our silent reading class, and I remember my teacher walking by, and she like lifted my book up to see the cover, and she looked at me like, "What the hell is he reading?" But yeah, I would read one like a week. I was obsessed. So you can imagine how excited I was when they actually decided to make a movie.
I actually remember being not old enough to check the Fear Street books out in school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and because I guess you had to be in like 8th grade or something to be able to
read. Like a 4th grade reading level.
Right, but they wouldn't let us younger than a certain age, like, check them out.
Really?
And then we also had, I don't know if either one of y'all had accelerated reading.
Yes, those Fear Street books were worth, like, 4 points apiece. That was it.
Well, because I would always get pissed whenever I'd go to the library, and, you know, the accelerated reading books had the little orange tag on the ends, and all of ours didn't have. It's like they were trying to keep you away from, like, they didn't want those books to be the books that you read for accelerated.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember being so pissed. I was like, "But that's what I want to read."
Well, I remember when they finally added the Fear Street books to accelerated reader. I was in the 5th grade, and my 5th grade teacher, Miss Parker, was like, "You read these books all the time," and they just added them to the accelerated reader list. So I brought all my books in for our classroom library, and I was like, "Don't put a sticker on those. Like, you can put on the inside, like, what the reading level is and, like, how many points, but don't put one of those yellow fucking stickers on the outside of my book and ruin the spine." And she didn't. I didn't cuss at her. I mean, I was in 5th grade, but.
I just remember being so pissed. I was like, "I don't want to read Roald Dahl. I want to read Goosebumps."
I loved Roald Dahl, though.
I mean, I did, too. I was a big Matilda fan, too, so.
A little bit how we became self-proclaimed horror connoisseurs. We thought we'd have a little bit of fun, and we're just going to answer some random questions. So, Mike and Michael, you say, okay, like you didn't know this was coming. You prepared the fucking questions.
I'm so surprised. This is, this is wow. All new to me.
So Mike and Michael prepared a bunch of random questions. And they're folded in little pieces of paper on the middle of the table. And we're just going to randomly pick. We're going to go around in circles and just pick. And we're going to answer the question.
Okay.
Easy Who's peasy lemon first? Squeezy. Huh?
Who's picking?
I think Keith should pick since he didn't provide any.
Yep. I'm sorry. I was busy.
I concur.
I was busy planning this segment.
Blanche, you get to go first.
Fuck you both. But I will go first. All right. Well... let's see. The first question. Hopefully, I can read this. So bad that I ripped the piece of paper. What scene from a horror movie do you consider to be the scariest? The scariest scene in a horror. I mean, I'm just gonna go with what I already said.
Carrie.
Yeah, Carrie's hand coming up out of the ground and grabbing Sue Snell. It scared the shit out of me, and I still feel a certain type of way when I see it today. But what makes it even scarier is Amy Irving's acting when she wakes up in the bed and she's terrified. And you know that woman that plays her mom was her actual mother.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so they had that chemistry. I mean, that's what I'm going to go with even to this day.
That's a scary scene.
I know a runner-up for you.
What's that?
What is a runner-up for me?
I know a scene that's like one of your favorites, and that's that one in I Know What You Did Last Summer. When he's chasing after...
Well, that is my favorite chase scene, yes. With SMG, I think that is the best chase scene in any horror movie. It is the best.
I honestly,
I don't even like that bitch.
I haven't watched that
when they just show the silhouette of Ben Willis or whatever. Well, I mean, spoiler alert. But, like, when they just show, like, his silhouette coming, like, after her.
Okay.
From, like, the alley. Yeah. It's a great scene. Okay, who's going next?
Do you want me to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Mike, you can go.
Come on, Mikey. Mikey loves okay. him.
Oh, God. Okay. What is something you could spend hours doing?
Oh, that's such a great question for you. Actually, Mike's partner, Ryan, is here. Say hi, Ryan.
Hello.
I bet he could answer that question.
I mean... I don't want him to answer that question, but so aside from, you know, the obvious of, you know, self-gratification, I am pretty much like obsessed with music in general. So I say I could probably just sit and listen to music for hours and I mean, in general, so. As boring as that sounds, that's pretty much my life outside of music. It would be movies, so.
I get that. I could do that, too. I do it 5 days a week.
I feel like I listen to more podcasts now than I listen to music. If it's not like Mickey Guyton or Cam, I'm not listening to it.
You're all about the podcast?
Yeah, I listen to a lot of podcasts.
It's fitting that you're doing a podcast.
I know. Holla.
But you won't listen to your own voice.
Hell no. Absolutely not. All
right, Michael. Yeah. It's your go, Michelle.
Jesus.
Don't rip it open.
I know. These little tiny pieces of paper folded about 37 times, so.
Oh my God. And I wrote this.
You did? Can you read it?
He's so surprised.
I can't read my handwriting. What movie have you watched that you had trouble shaking? Recent memory for me was definitely Hereditary. I was going through a lot of shit in my life at that point, and that movie is very...
heavy.
Very heavy. And it took me at least a week to shake that movie. Really? I mean, it really fucked me up.
Yeah, just go ahead and take the moment and answer it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have a moment.
Yeah.
So, I guess if I was to answer that, I would probably say The Strangers is still to this day one of, like, the horror movies that I remember watching in the theater and... leaving the theater completely terrified, and still to this day when I watch it, I still feel that first time, like, it's terrifying.
It is a terrifying movie.
Yeah.
And
that shit could happen.
Yeah.
It has happened. Yeah.
But, so that would definitely be That would be mine for sure.
All right. Well, I'm...
That's
I mean,
back you, to Keith.
Well, no, I mean, I
do you want to answer that question?
I think you should just go ahead and pick another one.
Why? Yeah.
Just pick one.
Yeah, just do it. Because I fucking said so. I'm not a control freak at all, y'all.
What was the first CD you remember getting? Oh,
that's a good one. I think we all should actually answer that one because that is a good one.
So I don't remember the birthday. I don't remember how old I was necessarily. I would say it was probably maybe like maybe 8.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 8 or 9, so like 93, 94-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And I got on the same birthday, I got Amy Grant's House of Love and I got Ace of Bases, the sign.
Oh, Ace of Base.
Ace of Base was mine.
Yes.
Ace of Base was mine.
Those were heavy on rotation for a very long time. More Ace of Base than Amy Grant. But that was like, you know, pre Amy Grant before she went all like.
Married Vince Gill.
Yeah.
And became a ridiculous human being. Anyway.
But yeah, so Amy Grant and Ace of Base for me.
I still love Ace of Base. I bought an Ace of Base album from you guys.
You did.
Not too long ago.
The sign is still.
It's one of the best albums. I love the bridge. I think I like the bridge actually better than the sign.
Oh, not me.
I think I'm with you. I think I like the bridge.
I like the bridge.
Yeah. There's more hits on that record. I love it.
Lucky Love. That's like one of my favorites.
So good.
It's a beautiful life.
What was yours? What was your first CD? You probably, for you, it was probably an 8-track. I mean, that was a long time
ago. You fucking bitch. I'm going to get to CD. I stole my sister's Tiffany cassette.
I thought he was about to.
No, I didn't steal a CD.
You stole a CD from a Sam Hoodie.
I'm a good boy. You two are naughty. I'm a good boy.
Okay, well.
I stole my sister's Tiffany CD. I love some Tiffany. I think we're alone now. Love it.
Doesn't she live in Nashville now?
She does live here. We should go visit
she
her.
She lives up in White House because a friend of mine, Tanya.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Tanya. she, I believe, goes to church with her.
With Tiffany?
I'm pretty sure.
We need to go to church with Tiffany.
I'm not going to church with nobody, so.
Just pretend you're not in church. Pretend you're at the bar. Wherever else you like to go. The bathhouse. anyway.
Sugar Creek. Oh my God, y'all, if you're not from Nashville, never mind. I'm just not even going to go
there.
I don't
know what the hell Sugar Creek is.
Google it.
Good. Yeah, Google it. Buck Snort.
I have heard of Buck Snort.
Yeah, it's in Buck Snort. Ryan used to go all the time, didn't you, Ryan?
Yeah, I was there all the time.
Sugar Creek?
Ryan, what's it smell like in the bathrooms?
Butthole?
Semen.
Semen. All right.
I remember 95 being a good year. I remember I bought No Doubt,
Tragic
Aqua,
yeah,
Alanis Morissette. Mm-hmm. That was my garbage. That was a good year. Mm-hmm. That was when I really remember buying CDs.
Yeah,
I specified CD on there because I mean I did have cassette tapes, and I remember the very first cassette I ever got too. But
what was that?
MC Hammer.
It
was.
I love that.
It was.
I remember my first cassette.
What was yours?
Guess.
Reba McEntire.
Absolutely. It was Reba McEntire. So for my birthday, I got a Walkman. And my aunt got me 2 cassette singles.
I love a cassette single.
We are really showing our age.
For all the kids out there.
Singles.
I
love a cassette single.
They're kind of coming back.
They are kind of coming back. But I remember getting a Walkman. Like my parents got me a Walkman for my birthday. And my aunt got me 2 cassette singles. One was Reba, How Blue, which is so random. I don't even know why she picked that. But the second was Aerosmith's Crazy.
Oh, yeah. Was Alicia Silverstone in that video?
She was in that video.
Mm-hmm. Along with, 2 others, right?
She was in Crying
and Amazing.
She was in one more. But Liv Tyler was in Crazy with...
With Alicia?
Yeah.
Yeah, they played Catholic Schoolgirls on the run.
On the run. All right, I'm going to pick a new question, okay?
Pick Keith.
What's a movie or movies you love but the general horror community hates?
I think that's a great question.
I like a lot of really bad horror movies, so... let's see, some that people hate. I would say the House of Wax remake, I have a soft spot for.
You must love Paris Hilton.
No, not so much. But I do like that movie. I like that movie and a lot of people shit on it. I also really like Valentine And a lot of people shit on that. But, I mean, I don't know. I like all horror movies. Like, I feel like even bad horror movies can be good. But yeah, that's my answer to that question.
I want
to
know your answer to that.
That's really hard for me, I guess, because I don't tend to, like, pay attention to what everybody else,
I think that's good
says too, when it comes to that kind of stuff. I feel like The Lost Boys is my favorite movie of all time, and while it's, like, a cult classic, I don't feel like a lot of people even want to consider it a horror movie, because it's, like, B-movie comedy type horror or whatever, but... I mean, that's my favorite movie of all time, so if that's going to make me, you know, less of a horror movie fan, then I guess I'm just going to take the title, but...
Well, my favorite horror movie, my favorite movie of all time, period, is The Wizard of Oz, so...
That's a beloved movie.
It is a beloved movie.
Okay, I could tell you one, and you actually would probably shit on this movie, but when I was growing up, when it first came out, I don't even remember how old we were, but, like, I loved The Rage Carry 2, and you hate it.
Oh, I like it. I do like it.
I do have problems with it. It's just not well made. It's not well executed. They should not have killed Amy Irving's character. What the fuck? But it's not terrible. But here's my thing. I think any movie that you put one of the London brothers in or Rachel Blanchard, like, you're just asking for a fucking failure. Like, because they are the worst.
You didn't like the Clueless TV show series then?
No. Mm-hmm. I really tried to get behind it, but, like, I couldn't. Yeah. I couldn't do it. I couldn't.
I mean, is H2O, like, well-received?
I think it's so.
I don't think it is. I love it. I think because we grew up in the 90s.
We love it. Yeah.
But I think people that grew up in the 80s don't like it. But I love it. I know all three of us love it.
You know, I'll tell you one. Now that you said that, Halloween 5. People shit on Halloween 5, and I really like it.
Yeah.
But, sorry.
Oh, you're fine.
I got off on a little tangent. No, I love it.
Yeah.
Michael.
Yes.
Go ahead and pick another question. Maybe we'll do one more, because we've got a this or that we want to play too, so maybe we'll do two more and then move on.
All-time favorite horror score and all-time favorite unusual horror score. I think my favorite... Ooh, it's hard.
What does unusual mean?
Maybe not traditional. Like,
okay.
I think for my favorite horror score, I actually really like the Chud score, which is weird, and you probably have no idea what I'm talking about.
A Chud?
Elaborate.
A Chud sounds like something you hide
not a chub,
behind a book not a, in high school when you're walking down
chub,
the hallway.
Not a Chud.
A Chud.
Cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers.
The hell were we supposed to know what that... I mean, maybe some of y'all out there do. I definitely have never heard of a Chud.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm getting a Chud sitting here.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Chud. Okay, so I'm assuming that's your most unusual.
Yes, that's definitely my most unusual. I think my favorite is It Follows. I love, and again, neither of you have seen this fucking movie, but I love the It Follows score. Disaster Piece did an amazing job, and it, like any great horror movie, it elevated it to the next level, and I love it. And you guys have no opinions because you guys haven't watched
either of these movies. It's on my. I'm probably not gonna watch Chud anytime soon, but I mean, I do want to see It Follows.
No, you're watching Chud. Whenever we do Creature Feature season, you're gonna watch Chud.
Well, I think me and Mike are gonna pick that list. So I'm just kidding. Okay, Mike.
Oh, I mean, I think for me, without a doubt, favorite is going to be the Scream franchise. We'll just put them all out there. But
I actually meant pick a question. But that's
I love that, though. I'm glad
you said
that.
Okay, mine's Scream. Next question. Okay. We're going, like, deep, y'all.
Oh, my God.
So what you gotta go what do horror movies mean to you as a gay man?
Oh. Michael, you wrote that question.
I did write
that
question. Yes, he absolutely did, because I definitely did not. Well, I mean, I don't know necessarily, like, as a gay man, like, it's... it's definitely something that I feel people, there's, well, obviously, like, movies in general, you can have, like, all sorts of different genres and types, and people, like, flock to different things. But I do feel like, as a gay person in the horror movie, like, realm, it feels, there's a little bit more of, like, a, what's the word I'm looking for? Community, I guess, mm-hmm. in the horror, like, fandom mm-hmm. for gay people, and not so much in other, like, genres. I feel like, so, it feels a little bit more...
It's more accepted in the horror community.
It is, and I kind of feel like, if you think about, what, when did Nightmare on Elm Street 2 come out?
1985?
That was with, what's his name? The one that just had the Scream Queen documentary Mark and all
Patton.
That stuff.
Mark Patton.
So, like, I mean, if you think about things like that, those were people that were kind of, like, out in these movies long before mainstream movies started putting gay people in movies, even though they were more understated.
Yeah.
So, I guess... y'all, I just really went on a tangent. I don't even know if I answered this question.
No,
I but think like, yeah. but so as a gay man, it's just nice to have like a community or a fandom, so to speak, that
yeah.
is as welcoming as like
you the found a family.
People. Except for you know, within every fandom, there's always some
toxicity. Where I'm just,
yep, exactly. So
I do love the last time we went to a horror convention, Horror Hound last year. I remember. Us being in line, and Mike turned around at me at one point, and he was like, you ever just feel like when you come to these things, you're, like, with your people? And yeah. I was like, yeah, I do. I do feel like I'm with, you know, my people.
Yeah, I haven't been to
it. Some of y'all are fucked up, but you're still my people. Okay, so let's move on.
I think you need to pick a question.
Well, no, because we're going to move on to the this, oh, or, this that, or that, I think. So... Do we want to do that? Well, they'll be quick, right? They'll be quick.
Yeah, we can all answer them.
So is this like no explanation? We just say this or that?
It's literally just what pops in your mind. We'll okay. We'll start with Keith.
Let's do it.
You, me.
Okay.
Body horror or melt movies?
Or what?
Melt movies.
What the fuck is a melt movie?
Here we go. Street this trash, is going to be fun.
The stuff where you melt.
You melt?
Oh my God.
Like the Rascal Flatts song? I'm just gonna go body horror because body horror.
Oh my God,
body horror.
Well, like, I mean, I'm in the same boat. So
body horror.
We're going.
I'm going with
body.
Melt movies.
Okay, great. Next question.
Count Chocula, Booberry, or Frankenberry?
Cereals. Say them again.
Cereals.
Yeah, we don't
cereals.
Okay.
Breakfast cereals.
Okay.
Count Chocula, Booberry, or Frankenberry?
Booberry.
Count Chocula.
I'm with Count Chocula as well. The Howling or An American Werewolf in London? Keith.
The Howling.
Mike.
The Howling.
The Howling. That's very unusual. Most people gravitate towards An American Werewolf
but
in London.
But I low-key love American Werewolf in Paris over London.
Oh, that is good. Yeah. Scream 3 or Scream 4?
Scream 3.
Mike.
3.
3. Halloween H2O or Halloween Kills?
Oh, you fucked. That's fucked up.
I was trying. I was like, I'm going to try and stump them a little
bit. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to say H2O, but Kyle Richards stand for life.
I mean, it's going to be H2O for me.
H2O for me as well. I hope I got you on this one.
Okay.
Daniel Harris or Scout Taylor Compton?
Oh, man. I love them both.
Got to pick one?
Did you write that with me in mind?
I did.
Okay, well, I'm going to go, I'm going to go Daniel Harris.
Oh,
same. Daniel Harris.
Daniel Harris for me as well. Digital or physical media?
Physical.
Let's get physical.
Olivia, physical as well. Home viewing or a theater viewing?
Depends.
You got to pick. Come on.
Home.
Really?
Oh, theater.
Theater for me as well. Slasher or creature?
Slasher.
Slasher.
Creature feature for me. Billy Loomis or Sam Loomis?
Ooh, I'm going Sam Loomis because he was fine.
I mean, I'm going to go Billy all the way.
I think I'm going to go Billy as well. Elvira or Joe Bob Briggs?
Elvira.
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 But we love Joe Bob, too.
We do love you, Joe. The Exorcist or Rosemary's Baby?
Rosemary's Baby.
Exorcist.
Exorcist. And then...
Is this the last one?
No, I got three more.
Oh, wow.
Halloween, the original Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Or Scream?
Scream.
Scream.
Scream for me as well. This one you might not know. Night of the Living Dead or Return of the Living Dead? Because I don't think you've seen Return of the Living Dead.
I'm going to go with Night of the Living Dead, though.
I'm going to go OG.
Return of the Living Dead for me. And then the last one is Friday the 13th franchise or Nightmare on Elm Street franchise?
Friday the 13th franchise.
Nightmare, 100%.
I don't care. Indifferent.
Okay. Well, you still have to answer the question.
Friday the 13th.
Okay, great. Yeah. Cool. That was fun. That's it. That was fun.
Yeah. That's it.
I like this or that questions.
This or that.
Maybe we should do that every episode.
Just do it.
Like maybe do like 10.
And just right at the end, we can end our.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? Would you guys like to hear that?
I don't care what they want to hear. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Anybody else got anything they want to add? So first of all, I just want to say we are very fucking excited. I think I speak for all three of us when I say that. Full disclosure, though, this is not going to be a podcast where we discuss a movie from start to finish and talk about storyboards. And like, we want you guys to watch the movies with us, and we just want to talk about them, like what we liked, what we didn't like. I don't know. I think there's a lot of podcasts out there, and I love them. But, you know, if I want to watch the movie, I'm going to watch the movie. I'm not going to listen to somebody tell me about it. So that's just me. Personally, that's how I feel. And we do have our first season theme picked out. Should we say that now or should we wait? I think maybe we should. I think we should. Yeah, I like a little mystery.
Okay. Anticipation.
So we'll be announcing that real soon then. So when the time comes, we want you to share your thoughts with us, can ask us questions. We definitely want to hear from you guys. We want to make this as interactive as possible. So please make sure to like, subscribe, and rate the Horror Fried Podcast on your favorite streaming service. And follow us on Instagram at The Horror Fried Podcast. Tell your friends, tell your mama, tell your sister, tell your brother. Help spread the word. We are on this journey together. And that's all I got.
I mean, that sounded pretty damn good to me.
Yeah
it did.
It's a scream, baby. Bye.
My colors are blush and bashful, mama.